One of the key objectives of this voyage is to figure out how much carbon dioxide has been taken up by the ocean and what processes control that uptake. The reason we're interested in this, of course, is that CO2 builds up in the atmosphere as a greenhouse gas and affects our climate. Another reason that we're interested is that the use of CO2 by phytoplankton returns oxygen to us, so the health of phytoplankton in the ocean is important. The penetration of CO2 in the ocean, then, is a positive thing in the sense it takes it out of the atmosphere and slows the rate of global warming, but it's also a threatening thing for the phytoplankton that produce our oxygen. And that's because CO2, when it dissolves in the ocean, acidifies the ocean. And so that can affect the phytoplankton. So we need to understand more about what happens when CO2 enters the ocean, what controls how much enters, and what happens after it gets there. Does it affect the ecosystem? Does it prevent the phytoplankton or reduce their ability to produce oxygen for us? And also, does it affect their ability to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere in the first place? We're headed down into the Southern Ocean, southwest of Tasmania, about a day and a half steam, to put out a set of instruments that will let us look at the exchange of carbon between the atmosphere and the ocean over an entire seasonal time scale. This is something that's been very difficult for us in the last decade, is to get enough data to really understand how that process works, how the ocean takes up carbon, and at the same time how the phytoplankton in the ocean use that carbon and release oxygen to the benefit of the rest of the ecosystem in the ocean and to our benefit in terms of our planet's metabolism. What's important about this voyage is that we're moving from an age of using ships for occasional study of the ocean when we can get out there, which isn't all that often, especially in the rough conditions of the Southern Ocean, to continuous measurement in the Southern Ocean using moorings. Now, this is a surface float here on my left, which will be moored to the ocean bottom 5 kilometers below, carry a bunch of instruments beneath it to measure ocean properties, and send them back by the Iridium satellite phone network to us on shore, so we'll get continuous measurements. We'll also be deploying robots, like this profiling float here, which bob up and down through the top couple of kilometers of the ocean, making measurements, again, of physical properties, like temperature and salinity, that determine how much heat's stored in the ocean, how strongly the ocean is mixing and exchanging with the atmosphere. It bobs up and down, and again, it transmits its signals back to us by satellite.